calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have with us our good friend Michael Shaw. We're going to be talking about sustainable development, but before we do, I want to put things into the perspective. There is a ruling elite that controls America, and it's been around for a long period of time, but now, of course, it works largely through organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, the great tax-exempt foundations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission. These are people of great wealth or a great talent or great intellect who have joined together because they believe you common people out there are incapable of really governing yourself. And if you doubt that, you really need to see the interview that Aaron Russo did with Alex Jones. And it's up on the Internet. You can type in Alex Jones, Aaron Russo and Nick Rockefeller, and it's a fascinating. It's on YouTube. Fascinating as Aaron Russo describes how they tried to recruit him into their little clique of elitists who want to rule America. But how will you ever get the American people to give up their freedom, the people of the rest of the world to give up their freedom and let the aristocracy rule them? Well, you have to create a problem. You have to create fear. You have to change the structure of our society. And what is that fear? Well, the fear is we're going to destroy the environment. We're going to destroy the world. What we need is a program to lay out a program that will actually alter the way the world is run and give government more power. And when you talk about sustainable development and all the environmental problems facing us, there's always a solution. Give all the power to government, in total contradiction to our Constitution. The elite hate our Constitution. I know, I've been back there. I spent weeks going through their papers. Probably the only conservative who's ever been to the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters at 59 East 68th Street in New York City. I've been there several times. I spent many, many weeks going through their papers. I have no question at all that they want a different America because they hate a free society. They want a society run by the elite. And sustainable development, which Michael will talk about this morning, is the vehicle by which they intend to bring about this program. Michael, thanks very much for getting up early here in California and being with us today.
Well, it's a pleasure as always, Dr. Stan.
You picked this story up.
Well, what I want to do is give a brief summary of what sustainable development is. Sustainable development is the core policy program for bringing about the changes that you're referencing in the opening comment here. And then I want to talk about a recent court case that bodes some good tidings for the battle against sustainable development. We've talked about sustainable development from a number of perspectives in prior shows, but let me just sort of give a shortened overview of what sustainable development is. And the best way to do that, to take a look at that, is to kind of look at the core structure for how it is that sustainable development spans the scope of societal interactions and what it intends to do from a political, economic, and environmental perspective in order to achieve their goals. The sustainable developers themselves and their own literature and how it is they educate or draw recruits to their effort talk frequently about what they characterize as the three E's, the guiding principles of sustainable development policy. The three E's are the environment, equity, and the economy. Now, you'll see those words being bandied around in your local community, wherever you are across America, by those who are pushing for the kinds of change that that you reference. It's really the overthrow of the United States Constitution. If we start off by looking at equity, equity really is their word beginning with E that reflects the system of justice. Yeah. Sustainable development seeks to restructure human nature at its core. Like communism, it relies on a system of social justice, replacing the American system of equal justice. Now, social justice seeks to abolish private property in order to pursue the common good. Now, when we pursue a centrally determined common good, ultimately what is required is the use of the force of a police state to suppress individual freedoms. So we can see evidence of this across the board, and as we move through, I'm going to talk about a Ninth Circuit court case, which is a rare stake in the foundation of equal justice. But social justice and equal justice are contrasting views of how the system of law is to be arranged. And I'll come back and talk more about social justice and equal justice as we talk about this recent court decision. And the second E is economy. Now, sustainable development relies on Fabian economics, which, like Italian fascism, rely on businesses that want the protection afforded by government's legalized force, and government that wants the power of business. Today, this is called public-private partnerships, the term that more and more people are encountering if they find that their local water policy or the local building policy relies upon people who have, in essence, shown their allegiance to the principles of sustainable development, and they're rewarded accordingly, at least for a while, with privileges and circumstances that old-fashioned free enterprises never sought, and they can't get, and as a result, it's become increasingly difficult for people to compete, whether you're talking about forestry or farming or house building or so many other industries. And that's spreading industry by industry. If you're not a pal of government, you just won't be able to do business. So today that's called public-private partnership. Sustainable development redefines how free trade, what free trade means. Today, it's about a centralized global trade freely crossing national borders in order to affect international redistribution. This is why our manufacturing outfits are in such trouble, because things are offshored, and then we import, resulting in a terrible balance of trade for American businesses. America.
We'll be right back in just a moment. There's a lot of that stuff. Foreign imports is from American corporations operating offshore. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon? Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, we're talking about the three E's of sustainable development. We've described equity, meaning transforming the system of justice, and now economy, transforming our system of economy from public-private, from free enterprise to public-private partnership. In the old days, public-private partnership, the partnership between Schindler and Hitler, was called fascism. That's economic fascism, when the government controls all indicia of economic activity. Now, how that comes about in America today is through NGOs, so-called non-governmental organizations, and nonprofits, which are used as bridges, to use the Clinton term, to transform the system of American economy by destroying free enterprise and abolishing private property step by step. Now you say, well, American people aren't going to accept a new system of justice and a new system of economics. We're not that foolish. We know our heritage, and we know what that's brought to previous generations and what it brings ourselves. But the way the sustainable developers lure us into these new systems is because of the cries for environmental protection. Now, nobody's going to dispute the fact that government has a role in protecting the air and the water, these public resources that we all use each day, from pollution. In fact, that's a legitimate, appropriate, and necessary role of government to do that. It's also the role of government to protect me from polluting your property. But it's not the role of government to carry this environmental mania to the extremes that it's at today. You see, sustainable development, if you cut to the core, isn't about saving nature. It's about a revolutionary coup in America. It's about establishing global governance and abandoning the principles of natural law. Sustainable developers are committed to abolishing private property and destroying equal individual liberty, equal justice, and limited government.
And I think that's such an important point that, I'd emphasize what you're saying. It is an effort to transform the structure of society by an elite who are not interested at all in the environment, but use that as a vehicle for transforming not only America, but the whole world. Go right ahead.
Well, so a listener might say, well, gee whiz, what's the purpose of these transformations? And the answer to that is simple. It's about leading us to a system of world governance. Now, sustainable development was spearheaded, really incubated at the United Nations. And you'll find sustainable development programs, often called Agenda 21, in every country around the world. In fact, we'll probably talk about it next month, Dr. Stan, in Australia, Queensland, Australia, a huge state in what was the nation of Australia, is so committed to sustainable development policies now that they have abandoned the Australian Constitution and have adopted a sustainable development directed constitution. Private property, landowners there are now completely out of luck. It is illegal in the state of Queensland, Australia, to conduct or engage in activities that generate any profit off of land ownership. There is now a corporation established as the government of Queensland, Australia. The Australian Constitution for Queenslanders has been abandoned and abolished. It has become a pure global fall in line with the global governance principles that come out of the United Nations. So we're leading ourselves to become a participant in this world governance dynamic. And, of course, at the core of UN global government are the ideas that private property needs to be abolished. The family unit is to be restructured along the lines of there being, I think it's five genders that are recognized by the United Nations. It is the all-national sovereignty. So that's a mouthful to talk about this system of three E's that are designed to lead to world governance, particularly when a fellow like me says, and it's happening. It's happening in your backyard. It's happening in every county in this country, slowly, 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 step by step. But if you're a farmer or a rancher, you felt the effects. If you're a suburban resident, you will increasingly feel the effects. Our newspaper, owned by a globalist organization, it used to be owned by the Dow Jones, and it was just as bad when it was owned by Dow Jones, has called just this last Sunday for rules that would require people to walk or bike to the grocery store. The idea is to get people out of cars and to cause the society to regroup around different notions. And you say, well, that's impossible. We can't walk to the grocery store. You know, you may be too old to ride a bike and bring your groceries home. But our newspaper, in a centerpiece article, says if we don't, the world is just going to heat up and blow up as a result.
And, of course, that's one reason why they are intentionally raising the price of gasoline. Right now, $3.50, I saw $3.65 for the cheapest gasoline the other day. Well, that's going to hurt a lot of people.
Well, sure it is.
It's $10 a gallon. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if we wanted to get the price, if the leaders of our country wanted to get the price of oil down, that developed the oil we have here, they would give an ultimatum to the OPEC nations: you get that price down, or we're going to pull away the military support that are keeping your corrupt and fascist governments in power, and the price of oil would come down. But that's not part of the agenda. The price, they want to get the price up to do exactly what Michael said: to get you out of your car. You look all over the country, every place you go, there are bicycle riding lanes. You know, I was just in Europe, and there are bicycle riding lanes every place, right adjacent to the street. Why? This is a worldwide movement to get you out of your car. Why would they want to do that? Because they want to control you. They know what's best. You'll be far better off on a bicycle than in one of those terrible automobiles burning gasoline and polluting their world. Go right ahead.
Well, and jumping ahead on that concept, one of the governing documents that came out of the United Nations for directing sustainable development policy, the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. I know you make that available to listeners, Dr. Stan, and as do we. But that document calls for a global population of no more than 1 billion people. This is in writing, out from the United Nations, a document that the U.S. participates in, and in fact, a document for which the U.S. State Department reports every couple years to the United Nations in terms of our compliance with the globalist document, again called the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. Now, in that document, 1,300 pages, it calls for the reduction of human population to 1 billion people. Today we're at about 7 billion. So you begin to understand the global political dynamic that is shaping up increasingly, that's warring and centralized in terms of the economic power. And you begin to understand where this program is going. I'll contend there is not a single listener in this audience for whom sustainable development, when understood, serves the interests of anybody.
Except the elite. I mean, the elite have an agenda, but it certainly doesn't help us common folks, does it?
Well, I'm assuming that the elite aren't listening to this show, so I'll still say that everybody listening has an interest in understanding what sustainable development is and ridding it from our Congress. Dr. Ron Paul has told me that sustainable development policy is simply accepted by Congress and that it works blindly and quietly towards its full implementation.
But, of course, it is in violation of our Constitution, which means that the legislators, the vast majority of them, don't believe in the Constitution, which they have sworn an oath to uphold. But, of course, those are simply words, and words like are simply made to be broken, like pie crust made to be broken. When our leaders do not support our form of government, then we need to replace our leaders.
I think that is certainly true. What we need to do is to take action before it's too late, because as this bandwagon begins to roll downhill, picking up speed as it goes, and that's happening today, we cross a point where we're simply not going to reverse that circumstance without an Armageddon-type conflict. And that's what those of us who understand the political philosophy behind this sweet-sounding concept of sustainable development are working so hard to avoid, because it is not too late today for Americans to recommit themselves to not only a path that obtains individual liberty for themselves, but one that is committed to individual liberty for every citizen of the United States. And that means a recommitment to the principles of private property, equal justice, and individual liberty. And our children aren't learning these concepts in school. They're learning the concepts of sustainable development through environmental movements largely. Here in the state of California, it's now a requirement that all classes, all grades, incorporate environmental principles in their curriculum. So you're learning French, and the direction is you've got to attach that to some sustainable environmental principle so that people begin being trained up in the concepts of these three E's. It's always the environment that's the leading gun in terms of bringing about the concepts of sustainable, globalist sustainable development. Well, last November, in a case with really daunting ramifications, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal ruled that elected officials, planning bureaucracies, and their agents no longer enjoy absolute immunity when processing land use applications. Now, this is important in this context, because what we're really doing is witnessing an example of where the courts are applying the principles of equal justice in lieu of applying the planning department's social justice principles in order to advance sustainable development objectives.
In other words, arbitrary decisions by bureaucrats who will deprive people of their constitutional right to use their land as they wish, can be held responsible for their irresponsible decisions. And what we have today is not ruled by law. We have ruled by bureaucracy, people who have their own prejudices, who can be bribed, who will have a political agenda. And, of course, there's no equality here. There's no rights of the individual. We are all subservient to the bureaucracy. So, but this really says that these people now can be held responsible for their decisions when they deprive people of their constitutional rights?
Well, it does. And the Federal Appeals Court held that government agencies and their employees can no longer use as a defense to a property owner's takings claim that they, the government officials, were, quote, simply advancing a legitimate state interest. So with this decision, federal courts will require compensation if the right to the reasonable use of property has been abridged.
And, of course, that's the last thing that the bureaucracy wants, because they don't have enough money to simply pay all the people whose rights they're infringing upon.
Exactly. But unless, you know, the citizenry has over the last couple decades become used to the fact that their planning department can tell them everything they have to do, regardless of any constitutional norm for the use, the reasonable use and enjoyment of private property. Because what happened in court cases is that the planning departments, when sued, get before the judge, and all they have to do is utter a magical incantation.
We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw here at the American Freedom Network.
Remind everyone that the key to locating missing children is getting current information in the hands of your local authorities. Keeping recent photos of your child in hand is a must. Make sure that you know what your child is wearing when they leave home and have your child fingerprinted at an early age, because although children may change, fingerprints don't. That message courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, what a puddle!
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up!
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air. A frost ball in an open field. Or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, before we go on, I want Michael to tell our listeners how to get in touch with his organization, Freedom Advocates. Michael, how can people get in touch with you, your organization, and get your excellent material on sustainable development, Agenda 21, and this whole effort by the elite to transform our society?
Well, our website is located simply enough at freedomadvocates.org, and there you'll just find a lot of information, both written, audio, and video information that will help a listener be able to tie the dots together to see how this globalist movement is taking down the United States of America. It'll show you the organizations that, that are behind this. It'll describe how it is that it comes into our communities one by one. In fact, across the country, all 3,000 counties now have a sustainable development program. It'll show you how it is that psychology is used to suck the people in to the concept and how it is that the political parties are fully committed to sustainable development ideology. That's why you don't hear John McCain or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton talk about these things. It's a underground movement that bubbles up through these three E's. And it's so important, therefore, that the average citizen begin to understand what our politicians, from local city councils to school boards and water boards and all the way up to the election for President of the United States, are filled with people who have been indoctrinated to this program, many of them not even understanding the first thing about it. But they know enough that if they want to keep their positions of power, they've got to go along to get along. And going along to get along in today's politics means subscribing to one of the three E's, you know, the globalist figure that, just like Vladimir Lenin said, he said, most of our agents don't understand our philosophy. They're just useful idiots. And that today describes America more fully than it did Russia of the 1920s.
And let me just point out that all of the political candidates, John McCain, Obama, and Hillary Clinton are under the control of the elite. Certainly Obama's foreign policy advisors is Zbigniew Brzezinski, who organized the Trilateral Commission. He advises the Democrats. Henry Kissinger advises the Republicans. They're all controlled by the same people. They're all subservient to the Rockefeller CFR bilateral Bilderberger Trilateral Commission interests. And what people don't understand is you go to the polls every 4 years not to vote for the candidate of your choice, with the candidates of their choice. It really doesn't matter which one loses, why their candidate always wins, because they run all the candidates. Once you understand that, you understand the fraudulent nature of what's going on, and, of course, the power that these people have over the lives of the future of the American people. Go right ahead, Michael.
That's why this message is so important, because our leaders are not going to save us from the sustainable development objectives. It's only people who are informed and who are spreading that word that provide any chance of salvaging the American ideals for our children and their children.
Amen.
Because we are standing literally at the edge of the abandonment of the American concept and the American experience in liberty and individual rights. But let's go back to Crown Point. You know, I mentioned before the break that planning officials and planning departments under the Crown Point decision can no longer legitimize anything they do by simply articulating to a court that they were, quote, advancing a legitimate state interest. And so now that they can't do that, the nature of the defense to the taking of private property really changes, because the federal courts and the state courts will have to follow, will require that compensation be paid if the right to the reasonable use of private property has been abridged. Now, the case I'm talking about is called Crown Point versus the city of Sun Valley and various individuals involved with that city. Now, the city defended against the takings claim brought by Crown Point with the Ninth Circuit's earlier ruling in a case called Armendariz. Armendariz held that the government and its individual officers can defend itself against claims of inverse condemnation by uttering this magical incantation. Quote, we were working to substantially advance a legitimate state interest. Now, this has given carte blanche to the implementation of policies that underlie sustainable development. You know, ironically, it was the same Supreme Court rulings that established the right to sue for inverse takings, that is, where regulations are so restrictive that the use of your property has been taken and that therefore you're owed the reasonable value of your property. But the same cases that established these rights also established a legitimate state interest defense to such claims. So you can sue, but you're going to lose, because they're basically absolutely immune to any claim for whatever it is they do. So the whole realm of development of regulatory takings or inverse condemnations has been stymied for the last 25 years. But with the Crown Point decision, that roadblock can be and would be lifted so that, the ordinary citizen now has a fighting chance in court to get damages when the use of their property has been unreasonably restricted.
And, of course, what you can do then, of course, is get compensation. If they want to take your property or prevent you from using it, fine, but they have to pay for it, and it would have to be a reasonable sum of money. And as they've shut down the lumbering here in California, think of the countless billions of dollars that local communities are going to have to pay other people who own property. That'll certainly put a chill on these fascists, won't it?
Well, it certainly will. But, first people have got to understand, landowners have to understand that now they've got a chance. And it's very expensive to sue. And when the outcome is predetermined, because the government side can just argue and obtain this absolute immunity from all actions they take, many people simply give up before even battling. But now the battle rules are set. Ironically, it is the principles of equal justice that were reinforced with this Crown Point decision, and why the decision is so important. Now, the holding in Crown Point was based on U.S. Supreme Court precedent. So it's not a decision that just rises up in the Ninth Circuit. It's a decision that, coming from the Ninth Circuit, that's predicated upon U.S. Supreme Court jurisprudence. And so we can look at the decision in the Ninth Circuit and apply its outcome to courts across the country. The story becomes especially intriguing when we look at its origin in the U.S. Supreme Court. And to do that, we've got to step back to 2005.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Shawn. So there is a little bit to be happy about. There are good things that are happening. We'll be back in just a moment here. It's American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limu mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting limu mui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Well, Dr. And Mr. Beck, Michael here. We're in the last segment of the program. Go ahead, Michael. Before we go on, though, put out your telephone number and your website once again.
Okay, the telephone number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. And the website is freedomadvocates.org.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, so in 2005, the court unanimously decided a case called Lingle versus Chevron. Now, Mrs. Lingle is the Republican governor of Hawaii. In Lingle, the court held that there was no standard under the takings analysis that allows government officials to claim that their efforts were in furtherance of the public interest. Accordingly, inverse condemnation cases are to be decided without consideration of this defense. Now, shortly following Lingle, the Supreme Court changed the course of American political economics in a case called Kelo versus New London. It did this by furthering the change in the meaning of the constitutional phrase public use in reference to the government's eminent domain powers. Historically, public use meant that property taken by eminent domain was to be used by the public, such as for roads, schools, post offices, police stations, and the like. The concept in the Kelo decision was to change the meaning of the phrase public use and interpret that phrase to mean public purpose. Now, public purpose has been given a broad interpretation by the court. In effect, the court sanctioned public-private partnership economics with this ruling. And as a result, and around the country, the emerging and growing calls for privatizing our roads and jails, the creation of a transcontinental toll-based highway system owned by foreign corporations is advancing in Texas right now. Directing public money for the construction of government-controlled, privately built, affordable housing projects in neighborhoods everywhere. We're privatizing our military forces. We're collectivizing, people in Colorado ought to be experiencing this and know it well, but we're collectivizing our water resources, we're creating green belts, we're subsidizing favored industries and or favored participants, and other sustainable development objectives. Now, when I was born, this approach to what's called fascist economics, or just plain fascism, today it's euphemistically called public-private partnership. So in Kelo, the court sanctioned the exercise of a city's eminent domain power when that power was used to condemn blocks of single-family homes in order to allow Pfizer Corporation, the multinational pharmaceutical outfit, to build a parking lot. However, surrounding the black cloud of the rise of public-private partnership, the citizens have found a silver lining and a defense to the economic trend coming out of Lingle and Crown Point. The court in Crown Point effectively held that as the economy makes its way for the increase in public-private partnership, it must now pay reasonable compensation to the affected private property owner. No more hiding behind the social justice incantation that, oh, judge, I was just pursuing the public good. The courts now will look to the burden placed on the property owner. Benefits to the public are no longer a consideration when your local government takes your property. So Crown Point is a simple illustration of how the principles of equal justice contrast with the doctrine of social justice. Social justice can be defined as law formulated to obtain government's social objectives at the expense of individual liberty. Many law schools, including my alma mater, now teach social justice principles in the training of new lawyers. The American concept of equal justice supports a respect for the independence and the unalienable rights of the individual. Social justice and equal justice are diametrically opposed standards of law. Private property is abolished under social justice doctrine. Now, what the court did in Kelo poses a terrible threat to liberty. That's why every state in the union is trying to reestablish the principles that were struck down by Kelo with various initiatives in essentially all states. But at least in Crown Point, the court gave us, the mass of individuals, small concerns, and freedom defenders, a powerful tool designed to stop the systematic destruction of free enterprise, the abolition of private property, and the end of the era of individual liberty. Because in effect, the court said, if you take from me the use of my property, you'll have to pay for it. And that needs to become the motto of all extorted landowners toyed with planning and land use agencies.
And I think it's so important that people realize that if they're not involved in the political process, believe me, the people on the other side are. We've got to get legislators in who believe in the right of private property, who believe in our Constitution, who believe in individual freedom, not the fascists who have sold themselves out to the elite, who wanted to control everything and want to control the American people from the cradle to the grave. Michael, you've got about a minute and a half to wrap up the program.
Well, I encourage people to come to our website. These concepts and how it wraps together is a new dynamic for most people. And if we as a general population don't begin to understand the methodology that is taking apart our country, then our country is going to fall to these new principles. And that's not what our parents and their parents and the parents before them left us with. And if we don't leave individual liberty and the principles of private property and self-determination for our children, then we will have left them to a system designed to enslave us and limit our numbers. And that's not something any of us want to be responsible for. If you don't know what you're fighting, you're not going to win the battle. If you don't understand sustainable development, then hope is effectively lost. So come to our website, spread the information. We have plenty of pamphlets that will help you introduce your neighbors and friends and family to what these principles are. And if we can rally fast enough, we can save the good old USA. But if we don't, it'll be lost.
God bless. Michael Wood. Talk to you later. Thanks so very much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you,
the American
Dr. Stanford.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245 and Hug Sameach.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed Michael this morning. We have a good deal of information on sustainable development. We have a a DVD called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. We have a syllabus that goes with that, and of course it contains the synopsis of the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. You won't have to read all the 1,348 pages to understand what this is really about. It gives you a summary of what the master plan is. It was really laid out on the yacht of Prince Charles, the royal yacht of the British royal family back in 1991, and there the leaders of the world, the financial elite, Al Gore, John Kerry, they were all there, of course, representing the secret societies and the wealthy financial elite, laying out the plan that was to be introduced at the Earth Charter, second meeting of the Earth Charter, or I should say the second meeting in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, the second meeting on sustainable development. And there, of course, the Global Biodiversity Assessment came out of that, but it was really the idea of the elite, what their plan was. You can read it in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, which is available along with the DVD by calling 1-800-544-8927. We also have a four-tape set on the sustainable development. Now, if you want to know about global warming, we carry an excellent DVD put out by Michael Kaufman, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has been involved in this fight for a long time. Global warming is simply a scam that is being utilized to justify taking away your rights to freedom. Right now, of course, they're doing all sorts of things. They're moving to take away our right to incandescent light bulbs. Oh, we've got to have fluorescent light bulbs made in communist China. And the federal government has passed legislation along that line. They don't want you burning wood in your fireplace. Oh, you're polluting the air with particles. We've got to get the price of gasoline up to $10 a gallon to get the people out of their cars and get you onto bicycles so you can ride to school or you can ride to the grocery store on your bicycle and then bring the home your food products, your groceries on your bicycle. They have plans to transform our society, to take away your right to have a well, to be able to pollute your water. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're polluting our water. They know that water fluoridation decreases testosterone level. Why do so many men have erectile dysfunction? Why? Because fluoridated water decreases the testosterone and the sperm count. They know that. And if you want to verify that, we have the scientific studies in my syllabus, Hidden Agenda. And you'll want to get the DVD that goes with that on water fluoridation and all the other material. On water fluoridation, they're poisoning our people. But believe me, they understand what's going on. They're not poisoning their children and their families. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you think this is impossible, check out the facts. You can go up on the Internet and want to learn about water fluoridation to the website of the scientists who work for the EPA, NTEU280.org, www.NTEU280.org. Read what the scientists who work for the EPA are trying to get out, but because, of course, the elite control the leadership of the EPA, this information never gets out, but the scientists are trying to tell the people. NTEU280.org. Go to fluoridealert.org and get our material. The Hidden Agenda and the material on sustainable development, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. As America is under attack today. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener.
Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your